Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You hear that music and you know what it means. It is the Borges Hockey Roundup. Charlie Borges behind the glass with me, Donnie Chedrick with you until 10:35 tonight, walking you into the nightly sports call. Malzy will pinch hit for Pony tonight on the sports call. I don't know if it's Pomp or if it's Richie. Pomp on Mondays, Charlie. So I believe it'll be Malzy and Pomp at 10:35 simulcast on KDKA Plus. But Charlie, it's a biggie. The Stanley Cup Final is here. It will begin on Wednesday night. The Penguins have not agreed to terms with a new head coach. I even gave them a little bit more time than expected. There may be some other things you have up your sleeve. There's one anniversary that I will bring up later on in this hockey roundup, but it is your time to shine, pal. Hit it.
For the first time since the Pittsburgh Penguins and Detroit Red Wings in 2008 and 2009, we have a rematch in the Stanley Cup Final. The big bad bully Florida Panthers up against Connor McDavid, the best player in the sport, and the Edmonton Oilers. Now, Donnie, I think I've asked you this before, but when was the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup?
Well, I know Vancouver who didn't do it in, 2011 against Boston.
Correct.
Edmonton had a shot, in 06, but they did not do it.
Correct.
Or was it 07?
06 against the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, the Hurricanes beat them. Cam Ward. I know 04, that was the... I thought the Lightning won that series.
They did.
They beat the Flames.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
That was a, you're on the right track.
Okay. 05, there was no season.
Correct.
0. Man, I just feel like the Red Wings and the Devils just won a ton in the late 90s and into the 2000s.
95, 97, 98, 2000, 2002, 2003. 2008. Sorry, I just rattled those off the top of my head.
I don't think I know the answer.
The 1993 Montreal Canadiens. It has been since I have been alive.
Yeah, so I've never witnessed it.
You have never witnessed the Stanley Cup going over the border. I think it's finally time that Lord Stanley will go to the North. Back where Wayne Gretzky won multiple, Mark Messier won one without Gretzky, and the Edmonton Oilers finally get it done, and Connor McDavid has a reason to stay in Edmonton with 1 year left on his contract after this year.
I hope it does. I'm rooting for it to happen. I think we had this same discussion probably this time last year, and people in Pittsburgh have been like afraid of McDavid winning a championship because they think it'll like hurt the legacy of Sidney Crosby. Sidney Crosby is going to be remembered as probably the best of his generation in the National Hockey League. I mean, it spans over into this now, but the guy has been playing for 20 years. I'm not worried about Connor McDavid winning a Stanley Cup because I want to see the best in the sport do it. And it is him, and it has been him for quite a few years now. I want to see the guy win it. I want to see him win, and I thought it was a good point last night when I was on the final word. Crowley was on there with me. Shelby Cassesi hosted, a very fine job by her. Rob Rossi was on there as well, and he said, we go back about 15 years when the best player in the sport of hockey got the second chance at the team that had just beaten him in the Stanley Cup final. We are going to see history repeat itself over the next couple of weeks. Sidney Crosby did this in 2009 after the heartbreak that was 2008. Connor McDavid going to do in 2025 what the heartbreak was in 2024. I'm going to pick the Oilers to win this thing.
I will also pick the Oilers, and I will pick them to win in 7 games. The Panthers won last year in 7 games, and correct me if I'm wrong, in 2008 when the Red Wings won, that was in 6?
That was 6.
And 2009 was 7. 2009 was 7. So I think this year they'll do it in 7. And Connor McDavid, there was a feeling of, not euphoria, but of like happiness when Alex Ovechkin finally got his in 2018. And I know Penguins fans are going to have a different point
of view. I was happy to see that too, for the record. I mean, I know that I've said it before. I'll say it 100 times again. Like, I don't have like the diehard like hate in my body for like rivals in hockey the way I might in other sports. And I mean, those have really faded over the years too, as I've gotten more and more into what we do, where I don't just automatically hate a guy because he's on a rival team. I mean, I went through the AFC North thing earlier, and I was very leaning on the side of the Baltimore Ravens, who are looked at as the Steelers' biggest rival in 2025. But besides that point, I was happy when Ovechkin won his, because again, I want to see the best guys in the sport win. I don't want to see Dan Marino's, and I don't want to see Barry Bonds's. Those guys should be champions. I don't want to be thinking back years from now like, man, McDavid, the guy couldn't win the big one. He wasn't very good. The dude is spectacular.
Yep. It's kind of like Joe Thornton. Never won the big one. Henrik Lundqvist. He's a Ranger. I hate him because he's a Ranger. Top 5 goalie of all time. Top 10, definitely. Never won the big one. There are more players like that in hockey and than there are in other sports, in my opinion, that have been
notable guys that
have
never
been
won.
So good that have never won one.
I think McDavid's time is here. I think it's going to finally happen. And if you recall, weeks ago they lost their first 2 games in the series against the Kings. Charlie,
you were paying attention.
And I think I don't think I said it on air, but I told you off air. I said they're going to win the next 4. They're going to kind of just cruise through these next 4. They're going to win that series in 6 and get on a little bit of a roll. And here they are, baby. I should have bet on them. I never end up doing that because, you know why? I convinced myself if I actually did make the wager, that team would not win.
You talk yourself out of the bet.
Yes.
Which happens. There are a few players. I don't know if you're aware of this tradition, but when a team wins the Stanley Cup, normally the guy who's been waiting the longest will get the first pass from the cup. Because the hockey and the NHL does it right. The players are the first people to touch the dang trophy. The NFL, it's the owner. NBA, it's the owner. Major League Baseball, I believe it's the owner. or it's the manager or the general manager. But the NHL, the captain right there, front and center, gets the cup, passes it right off to the next guy. I'm hoping for Adam Henrique. You probably have no idea who that is.
I know that name. I didn't know that guy was still playing.
Yeah, he plays for the Oilers. Or, you know what? Corey Perry. Fifth Stanley Cup final in 6 years with three different teams. He was on the Oilers last year. He was on the Stars when they were in the bubble.
Was he not on the Ducks team that won?
He was.
In like 07?
Yes, he was. That would have been his second year.
Like Pronger was on that team.
Scott Niedermeyer.
That always makes me think of Animal House, but yes. Yep. Like I remember
and
Scott
Rob Niedermeyer. His younger brother.
All because of Animal House.
Yep.
So Perry was on that team.
Yeah. He would have been like a 21, 22-year-old kid. Now he's, I think, 40. Still going. So hopefully, I want him to get one more, even though his nickname is The Worm, and he does some shady things on the ice. Players like that, you need to get the job done.
Well, they allegedly did something a little bit shady with a teammate's mom off the ice, didn't he?
That was not confirmed, nor it was denied a lot, but it was never confirmed. So,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's that. What's this anniversary? And then I have one more.
Yeah, so speaking of the Stanley Cup final, on this day in 2008, this gets put out there every year, but it is one of my favorite Penguin games to watch. And it came in the Stanley Cup final series when they lost in six games, but it was game five against Detroit, one that went to three overtimes. The Penguins kept their season alive.
Peter Sikora.
Late in the third. Or else Detroit was going to celebrate on home ice and win the series in five games. People would have looked back and said, oh, they made pretty easy work of Sidney Crosby and the two three-headed monster that the Penguins had at the time. Peter Sikora in three overtimes, baby. Wins it 4-3.
What a career he had. Started off with the Devils. Then he went to the Ducks in a trade that, to this day, still surprises me that the Devils made. And then he just bounced around. I think he was with the Oilers for a minute. He was with the Penguins. I think he was with the Wild at one point. He was a Ranger. And then he ended with the Devils again. He came into camp on a PTO in 2012. And they turned back the clock. I think he had like a 40 or 50-point year as a PTO guy.
I'll tell you a guy I hated from those series, Chris Osgood. They finally cracked him in the second, like in the rematch in 2009.
Uh-huh.
But it was so frustrating watching those games in 08.
Now, was it his style of play and him stopping all the pucks, or was that stupid cage bubble helmet that he had?
Yeah, that was part of it. I couldn't stand the helmet that he wore.
But it was him and Dominic Hasek were the two prominent ones that wore the bubble, along with Artis Erbe as well. That's a throwback name too.
They finally cracked the guy in 2009, and the game for me where it actually felt like the Pens could win that series was that game four. That was here. That was the Kennedy tic-tac-toe goal that we joke about with Crowley. That was the point where they won that game, and it actually felt like a lot different than 08, that they actually belonged and they were poised enough to actually win the series. 08 was a bunch of young dudes against a team that resembled the Red Army. That Red Wings team was just so veteran-filled. Johan Franzen on that team.
Yeah, the Mule.
Lindstrom.
Yeah. And the scary part is their 2002 team was even better, and they won the Stanley Cup. That was the year where they had like 8 Hall of Famers, and everyone's like, yeah, just give it to them. And Scotty Bowman was still the head coach. No. Yeah, Bowman was still the head coach. He was the head coach in 2002. It was Mike Babcock in 2008 and 2009.
That's why I think that the 09 Cup, maybe because the first one I got to witness as a fan wasn't around in the early 90s. But as cool as it was seeing that the first one that the Penguins won in my lifetime, I just think the satisfaction of them getting a shot at Detroit and actually making it count made it all the sweeter. And they also rolled to that final because they started the Hurricanes Eastern Conference final streak.
Yeah.
They swept them right out of there in 09.
So I'm looking at the 2002 Red Wings roster. Brandon Shanahan, Hall of Famer. Sergei Fedorov, Hall of Famer. Brett Hull, Hall of Famer. Nick Lidstrom, Luke Robitaille, Steve Wyzerman, Igor Larionov, Chris Chelios, Pavel Datsyuk. All Hall of Famers. And then you have like the depth guys like Chris Draper, who was traded for $1 at one point in his career. One of my favorite stories. Literally
traded for $1?
He was traded for like future considerations, and the team, I forget what team gave him up. The owner said, just give me a dollar. Or the general manager said, give me a dollar for Chris Draper, and he ended up winning multiple cups. Oh, and Dominic Hasek as well. Hall of Famer. One more thing for this debrief. Not debrief. Wow. I see you when I think of the football debrief. We could see a lot of activity this week in the National Hockey League because the NHL Draft Combine in Buffalo takes place. And this is going to be the only time where all the general managers get together in one spot, because this year the NHL is not doing the draft at a specific location where everybody will be. Normally you have every team at a specific table, and you'll always see the tweets like, oh, Kyle Dubas is at the Red Wings table talking to whoever their GM is. That's not happening this year. They're taking it as if they're every other sport and every team is going to have their war room back in their office. So we could see a lot of activity. And apparently Elliot Friedman said today on the Kuiper podcast, which is a Canadian one, that this may be the one and only year that the NHL does it, because it may be a colossal failure. And everybody will think, why didn't we just keep it the way it was? So we may go back to everybody being in one place next year. So it's going to be interesting to see how the lack of being next to somebody affects how many trades there actually will be.
NHL and colossal failure, Charlie.
It's Gary Bettman's middle name.
I don't know. I guess you can applaud a new idea, maybe.
Yeah, but the NHL's new ideas were new ideas 5 years ago. Like, they had a whole...
Yeah.
Like,
Or like 15-plus when you think of the Winter Classic, because that just doesn't even feel like a big deal anymore when they do those.
What's the... not the Bitcoin, but like the picture.
What, Doge?
The NPTs? Not NPTs.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
That thing. But that was like the craze 3 years. NFTs. They were the craze 3 years ago. Earlier this year, the NHL. Yeah, we'll be releasing limited time NFTs. And everyone's like, you should have done this 3 years ago, Gary. You can't judge anything that I do because everything I do is perfect. And anything that you say that is that I do wrong, I will just come back at you and tell you to stop it.
Very good roundup, Charlie.
I thank you for giving me the spotlight, Mr. Chedrick.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.